Welcome to Wake Up Aligned, the podcast for chiropractors, where we talk about chiropractic, the business of chiropractic, chiropractic lifestyle, and other topics of interest. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Wake Up Aligned. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon McMurtry, here with Tom Owen. We were talking about some honorable mentions and some celebration of our members and our heroes just a few minutes ago, and I know there are a few on your list. I love when we get these honorable mentions coming through, and it's not just the like the numbers in the clinic. I know everybody gravitates towards patient visits or what you're collecting or what you're servicing. You know, there's a huge part of your identity in those numbers. But there are changes happening and growth happening even before you see the tangible evidence of that. But we have a lot of really great news to share with you, and that's going to tie into a point and a concept that we want to share with you later today. So, Tom, I'll turn it over to you. You've been looking through the honorable mentions, and I know that there were a couple that really stuck out to you. Which ones were those?
Well, first off, Dr. McMurtry, I got a want to shout out, do a follow-up. I gave, some kudos to Dr. Eric Anderson out in Colorado. Honestly, I'm not supposed to have favorites, but honestly, you just got to pull for Dr. Anderson. You just got to love him. I just love his heart. I love his family. And just knowing his story, I'm just so proud of him. But we've actually gotten some updated numbers on Dr. Anderson, and if I'm reading this correct, he surpassed $26,000 in collection, 80% multiple appointment ratio, which is fantastic, a CVA, or collection visit average, for those of you that don't know, don't keep your stats, which is a completely different episode, because if you don't know your stats, you don't know your numbers, then you can't grow your business. That's a fact. But a CVA of 145, but here's the one I really wanted to give a shout out for. 3.31% missed appointment ratio. Wow. So that's fantastic. And, you know, and that's not a real old practice. You may know better than I, but that's just less than a year since they opened.
I think that's right.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So just fantastic. And, you know, those aren't ginormous numbers compared to some practices that we're aware of. But the key is where do you start? And what's that overhead, right? And he's hitting levels of profit that he's never had in his chiropractic career, and I'm just proud for him. Another one I wanted to make sure I give a shout out to is the Phase. Dr. Kriva was bragging on them this week, and they've officially doubled their practice since they started with AMC. And I remember their first boot camp. I remember them sitting in Core One, and if there was anything I remember the pens were moving. The pencils were up, and they were paying attention, and they were willing to apply it. That is not an easy journey that they've taken on, but you were just telling me recently they just made a commitment at the Kansas City event that we had on their boot camp attendance. But boot camp's where it's at, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. If I want to talk to the AMC family here for a minute, just say, you know what, if you want the practice to grow, you know, raise your hand right now, whether you're driving, keep one hand on the wheel, you know what I'm saying? But raise your hand if you want your practice to grow. There's one place that we can say, statistically, we can prove 100% success rate. And that is if you make the commitment of attending all the boot camps annually, 100% track record, isn't it, Dr. Shannon?
Absolutely.
Of growth well above 10%. Mm-hmm. So there's no better investment that you can make than be at the boot camps. And they just made that commitment with you. But they officially doubled their practice. They had their best month ever, collected over $31,000. And they collected $5,000 in the first 2 days of the new month. So they're already, you know,
on a
you
good
reset
pace.
That. You, yeah. you know, when you know what that is, you don't have post-goal mortem. When you hit something and then all of a sudden everything falls off. No, when you're green and growing, you're not ripe and rotting, and they are definitely got the momentum going. That train is moving down the track. So I'm just proud for those two.
You said something about them specifically. You said the word commitment, which is what we're going to talk about today. Making a commitment. What is a commitment? And they stood up in Kansas City, and they made commitments about their practice and their approach to their practice that they had not made before. Now, is that what created such a great march? I don't know, but I guarantee you it didn't work against them. And if they will stick with that commitment, their future is very, very bright, right? Their future ahead is a whole lot brighter than their past behind them. You mentioned with Eric Anderson, Dr. Anderson, you mentioned that his numbers are, you know, not ginormous compared to others. I wanted to park on that for just a second, because we're all guilty of that at some point. We look at what we've done, and then, you know, we'll take some satisfaction from that. We'll have momentum. We'll feel good about it. And then we'll look at what we've done compared to what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we make that comparison, and then it steals our joy. It steals our passion. It steals our enthusiasm. And I want to caution everybody against doing that. I've seen numbers come across my desk of 150, 200,000, 250,000 in a month. Is that high? Is that great? Are those ginormous? Not necessarily. Because you're not in a competition with anybody else in practice. What you're in a competition with is yourself, right? Your potential, what's inside of you, what God has purposed in your heart, is the only measuring stick that you need to be worried about. Sometimes we'll hear people have a great month or a great quarter, Tom, and well, I've arrived. You know, I'm at a point now where I'm accomplishing stuff that I couldn't even dream of. So I think I've gotten everything that I need. That is the most ridiculous and short-sighted decision, because who are they comparing themselves to? How high is high? You know, who motivates the motivator? Anybody can achieve great numbers, but are you living the life that you want to live? Do you have the balance that you need? Are you achieving the numbers with a lot of stress and a lot of chaos? Or is it smooth? You know, don't ever mistake that flash in the pan with something that is super sustainable. But don't ever compare yourself to what you think other people are doing. Because I know we're getting ready for a boot camp, an AMC meeting coming up in just a few short hours from now. And there are going to be people in that room that are consistently doing $1 million a year. And you're going to be sitting beside them if you're an AMC client or a guest, and you're never going to know they're doing $1 million a year. They don't wear it on their sleeve. You can't tell by the car that they're driving or the house they're living in. But I'm coaching and mentoring more millionaires now on my roster than I ever have in my history. So something just struck me when you said their numbers aren't ginormous compared. I don't like to compare to other people. I like to compare to what's your potential, what's inside of you. I see you nodding your head over there. Is there something you wanted to add on to that?
I just thought of somebody when you were saying, you know, that they're clicking on all cylinders. Mm-hmm. You know, we have an award called the Top of the World mm-hmm. Award, you know, and that's a big thing to get that right. And I know who's going to win it this weekend. I won't give that away. But it's easy to think when you get there, you know, we click it on all cylinders in practice, in life, you're on top of the world. It's easy to think that somehow you've arrived, right? You don't arrive until you meet St. Peter.
True.
Okay. There's always another level, and stop kidding yourself. You know, I'll give you an example. I saw an honorable mention. Dr. Rick Palmer was bragging on Doctors Riser. Okay. Now they're clicking on all cylinders, right? They're hitting levels of collections. I think they just under 70,000, somewhere between 60,000 and 70,000.
Yeah.
Fairly new practice.
About to buy a house, planning a wedding, a lot going on.
I mean, exactly. That's what you're stealing my thunder there. They're clicking, right? They're almost on top of the world, but they're foolish to think they've arrived. Like they've learned everything they're going to learn. They don't know what's it like when you're going to hit the bumps in the road. That's where mentorship comes in. You know, anybody can get coached, but mentoring, what happens when the challenge is coming? What happens when the tax man comes calling? What all those things that takes you want to be surrounded by that wisdom and that source and keep pressing towards. So you said a couple of things that really resonated with me. One, you used the word commitment. Another one, you talked about potential. And both of those tie into an old principle that I was taught by people that frankly are bigger than me, you, or anyone else that's listening today. All right. When you get to the level of Dr. Bill Harris, or John and Drs. John and Burt Boutwell, or even my father, you'd use the term how high is high. That was one of his teachings. You know a principle that those great men, those legends of this profession followed? They said, once you find a source, you don't ever unplug from that source. All right, so everyone listen to me today. All right, if you have found a source, if you have found a home in AMC, I'm not saying there can't be other sources, but once you find a source of truth, once you find a source of wisdom, a mentorship, you don't ever unplug from that source, because you're kidding yourself if you don't think there's another level. There's always another level. Just like some people would say, man, Tom's on top of his game, right? You know,
I've never said that. By the way.
I know you wouldn't, okay. Shannon, but that's the reason I hang out with you. Yeah, somebody's got to keep me down at my level, the right level. But you know, if you look at houses, boats, you know, wealth, and all the things that you think you measure success by, if that's what I measured success by, then yeah, okay, I've arrived. If you're going to measure your success by the house you're living in or the car you're driving in, that's a pretty shallow puddle that you're living in.
Right.
Right. I want to swim in the ocean, and there's greater things in front of me, and it's in that service. It's always in that pressing forward. So when we talked about never unplug from the source, that's the only way you can find that potential. See, potential is a word that's thrown around a lot. Everyone has potential. You know, right here in the studio today, I've got my son Drew sitting over there listening to us today, right? That young man has a lot of potential. And he's wondering, well, Dad, what do you mean I have potential? What's my potential? It's whatever he sets his mind to. Nothing's more powerful than his made-up mind. He has potential, but potential, when you break it down, is actually truth in waiting. So everyone write that down today. Potential is literally truth in waiting. It's already true. Whatever he's going to accomplish, and if you've ever seen him sit in front of a piano, you'll know that he's a musical genius. His ability to compose on the fly, his innate is in tune. And that is truth in waiting. It's already true. Everybody listening today has potential beyond what they conceive today. Their potential is greater than their concepts of today. Write that down, everybody. Your potential is greater than your concepts of today. What does that mean? Just because you don't understand it yet doesn't mean the potential inside of you is not true. It's true. All you have to do is start believing on it and start acting upon it. Last but not least, you use the term commitment. And I can't let commitment go without saying commitment. When you say the word commitment, yeah, I'm going to commit to doing this, or I'm going to commit to doing that. People do that every year at New Year's resolutions. I'm going to make a commitment to lose weight. And by the time February rolls around or Valentine's rolls around and you eat all that candy that you get at Valentine's, or you go out to a steak dinner and you have dessert and all that stuff, you forgot about your New Year's resolution because it really wasn't a commitment. It was a wish. The word commitment spelled backwards spells sacrifice. People need to ask yourself, what are you going to sacrifice? Are you serious about that commitment? You like to use the term line in the sand. Done. I'm making a commitment. And all our old analogy, I'll give one for you and I'll hand it back to you, Shannon, is success in life comes down to one very small formula. Yep. It's on your breakfast plate. And I literally had breakfast downstairs a little while ago, and seriously, it was on my plate. everything that you need to know about in life is found in your breakfast of eggs and bacon. When you look at your plate of eggs and bacon, the chicken was involved, but the pig was committed. Right? The pig was all in. Chicken was just involved with it. Most people go through their motions. They go through their business plan. They run their practice and so on based on, well, I'm involved in chiropractic. I'm involved in this practice. If you're just involved with your family, right? What's the odds if you're just involved with your marriage? Or are you committed to your marriage? Are you involved with your business? Are you committed to your business? Are you involved with your potential and your success? Or are you committed to doing whatever it takes to succeed? So I loved it that you threw those two words out to me, because I can't go without talking about that. Potential, commitment, and certainly never unplug from the source that feeds both of them.
You know, part of the exercise that we do when we have, well, we have a class here called Breakthrough that's usually offered on Thursday. It's one of our, what we call electives, but we think of them as mandatory. And at the end of that breakthrough, we have an opportunity for someone to make a commitment. Make a commitment on what you need to do, what you know you need to do, compared to what you have been doing. And that's the funny thing about commitments to me. Most people out there in the audience, they know what they're supposed to be doing, and they know that they're not doing that, right? So you don't have to go through some grand exercise. You don't have to spend a weekend in a sweat lodge up in the mountains to figure out what your commitment is. You need to listen to what your heart is leading you to do and just show up for duty with that, right? That's all you got to do. You were mentioning sometimes people get to a point where they think they've arrived. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know this or not, but I watch all the stats. I'm helping the mentor to our membership. Would you like to take a guess on what our biggest growing demographic inside of our company is? Do you have any idea? You know? Can I share it with you?
Absolutely.
All right. Our what we call our heritage members. Now, these are people, for the listeners, these are the people who are have gone through their first commitment with AMC, whatever that time frame is. They've signed an agreement and they said, yep, I'm here for X number of months. The people who are off that first commitment and on their second or their third or their fourth or fifth, these are the folks. This is the demographic that's growing or outgrowing every other demographic inside of AMC. Interestingly enough, the second demographic of growth are our female chiropractors, mm-hmm. right? They're outpacing the fellas out there. But that's just a testament to the commitment that we're talking about. You don't arrive after a few months. You don't even arrive after a couple of years. If you really want that solid growth, that sustainable, what is everybody always chasing? Self-sustainable, referral-based, profitable, fun practice, right? That's what we all want. If you really want to get to that, then the stats say about 7 years is that average. Seriously. Now, there are people who get there a lot sooner than that. There are people who take longer. But there's something very special about that seven-year mark for a lot of people. And here's the irony of that, too. Once they achieve that, that's so precious to them, they're never breaking from the source, right? You were talking about once you find that source, they're never breaking from that source because they understand and appreciate the value of that journey, and they're never giving that up willingly.
Mm-hmm. You're hitting on a factor that for just not just our members, but if the listeners out there, that goes against everything that society, of what we've seen over the last couple of decades, that instantaneous, we want that instant gratification. We are used to picking up this computer in our hands, and we can get instant gratification. And the problem is that's not life. All right. You know, you might want that instant, I want to buy that, but you can't buy success in chiropractic. You're in the service industry. You're in the people business. And that's how people get stuck in those high capital expenditure niche practices. Why are they chasing that to be in the first place? Is because they're looking for that instant gratification. But what happens when they move? Have you ever read that old book, Who Moved My Cheese?
Right.
All you got to do is change one law, one reimbursement policy from insurance, and all of a sudden something you built your entire practice around crumbles. Now, you and I've been around long enough. I can speak from experience to say, I've watched that.
Well,
I've seen those trends. Oh, yeah. I remember back in the 90s when managed care first came on, and then I remember the rehab, and I remember work comp in Florida.
Remember when the personal injury laws changed in Texas and an entire industry.
Instantaneous.
Gone.
I mean, there was thousands,
yeah.
Right? At least hundreds. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the PI, I remember something, this is going to date me, but I remember VaxD. Mm-hmm. Oh, everybody had to have VaxD.
VaxD, yeah.
Nobody even knows what that is anymore. And everybody goes through these trends. Now it's functional medicine, and there's all these niche marketing things. None of that's based on anything that's going to last. I'm not saying it doesn't provide a service. I'm just saying you're nuts if you're building your entire career around that. And that goes back to that, why are you doing it to begin with? You're wanting that instant success rather than the depth that we're talking about. See, AMC, we align ourselves with principles. There's a depth that you cannot learn what we're talking about, Shannon. You can't learn it from a manual. You can't learn it from a stupid script. You have to experience this. You have to go home. You have to apply it. You have to go to your practice. You have to apply it. You have to experience it. Oh, that does. Now I understand how that patient responds to this. And then it's a learning journey. And then as the money starts rolling in, that changes things. And then you've got to become, you go from one staff member to four staff member office. That's a different dynamic, correct?
Absolutely.
Do you want a coach coaching you to do that? Or do you want a mentor that knows how to build team building, that create team building atmosphere? You want to grow a practice that's sustainable. You have to invest for the long term.
Yes, you do.
And that's what you're talking about. And that does not surprise me when you gave me that attribute that our long-term members are the ones that are growing by leaps and bounds. And frankly, as you know, you and I both know for decades, that's always been the case.
Absolutely.
Right?
True. Absolutely true. I had somebody that I wanted to share as an honorable mention as well. I work closely with their mentor, but I've had the privilege of being on a few of those mentoring calls with them. You know, we talk about commitments. We talk about it's in your heart. You just have to have the audacity to get up and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to draw a line in the sand. It's fun to watch those. I've seen people get up and make a commitment and all the blood rush leave their face, right? They turn white as a ghost. I thought one guy was going to pass out.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But, you know, they get up and make a commitment, and then they sit down, and then you can see, you can read their eyes. They're like, what did I just get myself into? This couple shared that same story because when I was working with them way back 3 or 4 years ago now, we talked about value. They had the heart. They want to serve people. They want to see people in Southern Mississippi get well. But they didn't have their own identity of worth or value. So that was the first thing I started hitting on. And you could feel the blood leaving their brain as we were on that phone call because, well, what if? And I don't know. And they just had all the questions that we all have in that moment. But they made a commitment to what they're really worth to their community. And that's, this couple, Dr. Candy and Justin Ford. I really think a lot of them. Now, don't tell Dr. Justin that because he's a Gator fan, right? I know. That's the only strike against him.
Darn swamp
rat. Swamp rat, right.
Ugh.
But they just had another amazing month. They're at about $64,000 for the month of March, almost 1,000 patient visits. And here's the great thing, a $69 collection visit average. Now, nobody else except me, Dr. Rick Palma, and Dr. Justin and Dr. Candy know that that $69 number was an impossibility to them 4 years ago, just four short years ago. And now they're achieving it and they're not done yet. I'm not concerned in the least that down the road, we're going to see that number continuing to climb. And they're building their own clinic now. See, their life and what they can really achieve in this life is really just getting started, right? But it's been, what, 3 or 4 years? So I'm just very excited for them, proud of them. And there's no doubt in my mind that Dr. Candy is going to be a mentor in AMC one day.
Absolutely. You know, I know a little part of that story, too, that ties back into, I think a theme that we maybe inadvertently hit this week was about commitment. Because a part of that journey that you may or may not be aware of with them is they were getting pulled very, very hard through their family influences.
Oh, I didn't know that.
To move and leave that town that they had originally felt called to be. They were getting family pressure to move back to Florida, which I understand that, but for God's sakes, they were going to the home of the Gators.
Oh, no.
Right. So, exactly. But so I gave them good advice, stay away from that town. That it's a town of torment. But so, but the point is they stayed with their calling, right? And they eventually made a commitment that they put that aside. They shook the dust off their boots and settled, right? They basically said, no, this is where we're staying. So when you said they're about to build their new building, when you said that to me, that resonated very quickly in my spirit of, see, they're all in. They're all in committed, and it is not a surprise to me. Once you make the commitment, once you put those distractions aside and say, no, I'm planting my flag. This is it. This was the opportunity that was available to them, right? This was where they were called to. They planted their flag, and it was after that made that commitment. Now you're tasting the fruits. See, the fruits always come after the commitment.
Absolutely.
The fruits don't come prior. You don't get the fruits just to get it, be involved in practice. They made a commitment. I'm all in. I'm all in with this community. I'm all in with AMC learning the entire system, not some protocols, some scripts and procedures. No, they wanted to understand it all. And it's that commitment. Now they're harvesting those fruits. So I'm so proud of those two. And honestly, that's really inspires me to do what I do, right? I still think about why after all these decades, am I still doing this? And it's because there's still those good people out there. There's still those good hearts. They don't know. They don't understand. They're just looking for that mentor to show them and give them that experience. But there's good seed, all right? You want to plant your seeds in good ground. The Fords are good ground, right? They're good people. And they deserve to be successful. And my last message for this episode is to remind chiropractors, whoever you are, you're not on an island, and each and every one of you have a calling on your life, and each and every one of you deserve, do you hear me? Deserve to be successful more than any other discipline or profession I know. I have a mind for business, but I have a heart for chiropractic. Chiropractors do more for humanity in one day than than most attorneys I've met in my life do in a lifetime. Now, I'm not a shot at attorneys. That's not a lawyer joke. I'm just saying, chiropractors, stand up and recognize and own that identity. You do more for humanity in one day than most attorneys I know do in a lifetime. You deserve success. You deserve prosperity. Now, if you don't know how to do it, then seek out the guidance and the direction you need. Don't be foolish to stay on that island. Now, that's dumb. You want to stand on an island, don't know how to hunt, don't know how to fish, and don't know how to find water? You ain't going to last long, okay? But if you gain that knowledge and that understanding, then everybody can plant their flag and everyone can have that life that the Fords are experiencing right now. Not just in finance, but their quality of life, their quality of their marriage and their relationships, right? That's what prosperity is living life at the fullest, abundant life.
Every show we want to have an actionable concept or nugget for everybody. And this week it's commitment, obviously, right? Be humble enough to step out on faith. Be brave. What's it going to cost you, right? You don't have to share it, that commitment with anybody. So if it doesn't happen the way that you're planning, or you know you have setbacks, nobody's pointing fingers at you, nobody's laughing, but be willing to do that. Step out. Nothing changes until a commitment is made.
Commitment is not comfortable. So just be aware, as soon as you get ready to make a commitment, oh, the devil's going to love to play with your mind. He's going to give you every excuse, every way that you can justify not doing it. Commitment, spelled backwards, is sacrifice. Commitment is uncomfortable. So if it makes you uncomfortable to even think about making that commitment, then it's probably the course that you need to
take. That's the one you need to go after. Yep.
Right? So I would encourage everybody, just as you're saying, step out in faith, but be prepared. The second thoughts, the doubts, the fears are going to really start resonating, because are you serious? Your skin might even start crawling the idea of making that commitment. Then that's exactly what you need to do. Have the fortitude to go forward and follow through.
Love it. Love it. Hey, unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today, but we'll be back together next week. And I hope that the listeners are getting as much out of this as I am, because I'm really enjoying our conversations.
Absolutely.
And one more thing before we go. If you're a chiropractor who's searching for a better way to build a more sustainable, low-stress practice, then you can contact us at amcfamily.com. You can schedule a discovery session, or you can access any of our free content, webinars, podcasts, and the like.